Something amazing happened yesterday. It was a cool thing, it was a beautiful thing. And it's a great thing as priests as well. So it's one of my favorite things. So we had a couple here that got married in June of 2023. Shelby Hogan and Chris Kerner. And they come here, if you know, when you get married, you make your vows right here at the foot of the first step. They made their beautiful wedding vows, and a new Christian family was created. Well, the Kerners came back yesterday because the fruit of their love was baptized. And so we, exact same spot where Chris and Shelby made their vows, they brought their little baby, Capri Kerner. And at the exact same spot her mom and dad were created, she was baptized. Exact same spot. They came last night to our crab feed. And by the way, thank you for everybody and all your hard work. Last night we had our biggest fundraiser for the parish. It was a joyful night. And they came. And sure enough, baby Capri. I tried to feed her crab legs, but she wouldn't take it for some reason. But she's 7 weeks old. Our newest parishioner here at St. Mary's, our youngest. This is precisely the manifestation of why we exist as a parish. Why do we exist as St. Mary's? We exist for relationship. First, primarily, our relationship with God, where we encounter Him beautifully here at the Mass, when we receive Him in Holy Communion, we baptize new disciples of the Lord, we try to form people to love Jesus, we reconcile people back in relationship to God, and then, of course, with one another, because what is a parish but a family of families? We're families that just make up this one big parish family. So we exist for relationship. Never forget that. That same little baby yesterday, she's again 7 weeks old, that little thing, she was just a tiny little thing. They asked, Father, do you want to hold her? It would be our honor if you could hold her. I said, okay. I'm a priest. I don't have kids, so holding a baby is awkward. I'm like, what do you do with this thing? So I'll just, what do I do with the little baby? Oh, hold the head. Okay, right. That same baby was probably around the same age when Mary and Joseph bring the baby Jesus to the temple. Same age. As we heard in the opening prayer, it's been 40 days since we celebrated Christmas. 40 days. And so Mary and Joseph, new mom and dad, with that little baby Jesus, they take him to Jerusalem. Why? What is the big deal about Jerusalem? You ever wondered that? What's the big deal about Jerusalem? Even today. My goodness, there's a war going on over there. Why? Well, because Jerusalem's a big deal. And so it was back in the first century. I'm a visual learner, that's how I learn. And so I wondered, what did Mary and Joseph see when they went to Jerusalem to go to that temple? Well, luckily, if you already grabbed the parish bulletin, or if you haven't already, make sure you grab it, because on the front page of our parish bulletin is first century Jerusalem. It is what Mary and Joseph would have seen in the first century. When they went there to bring the baby Jesus, when they speak about they brought Jesus, the baby Jesus to the temple, that's what it would look like back in the first century, right there on the parish bulletin, to kind of give you an idea. And it kind of helps me visualize, oh, there's Mary walking around the temple, walking around there, Joseph, the little baby Jesus. So that's what it would look like. But unfortunately, in the year 70, the Roman Empire invaded Jerusalem, conquered that city. And as the Romans do and did at that time when they defeated you and your city, they leveled it to make sure you knew how powerful Rome was. So they destroyed the temple, so that's why it no longer exists anymore the way it does. When you grab that bulletin, you'll notice in the center of it, this tall structure. It is the Holy of Holies. Well, what is the Holy of Holies? And this is why Jerusalem to this very day is the most important place on earth for Jewish people. In the Holy of Holies, there was God's presence on earth. His literal presence. It was there. And the Jewish people would go to Jerusalem, and they were required, if you were a practicing Jew, you had to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year in order to enter into relationship with the living God. So Jerusalem was relationship. And then what happens? When you go to Jerusalem, the whole heart of Jerusalem is, if you look at closely, there's an altar in front of the Holy of Holies. That is where the Jewish priests would go, and they would offer sacrifices whenever they would fail. To get back into right relationship with God, they would bring animals there to be sacrificed as a sign of their repentance. So why is Jerusalem a big deal? Because that is where you encountered God. But something terrible happened 500 years before the coming of Jesus. We see this in Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 18. What happened was that the presence of God, the glory of God, and quoting from Ezekiel 10, 18, that the glory of God left the house. Think about that for a moment. What makes Jerusalem special, what makes your religion special now, was taken away from them. Why? The glory of God left the temple because of the sins of the Jewish people. You see, it's the same story. Here are the Jewish people. They're in relationship with the living God. God has shown them all these beautiful miracles. He's defeated Pharaoh. He's given them the promised land. He's given them the Ten Commandments, manifesting in miracle after miracle after miracle. And what happens is the same thing that happens to all of us. We all fall short of love. My friends, this is the story of us all. It's the story of the Jewish people. They fell short because they just didn't trust God enough. And they kept falling into sin. And what is sin? Sin is none other than choosing something wrong, trying to find happiness apart from God. That's all what sin is. That I choose something wrong because I want to try to grasp happiness apart from God. But what does that do? Well, it destroys a relationship. And so God left the temple because of their infidelity. But here's the beauty of the God that we worship. Ezekiel 46. It said, now quoting Ezekiel 46, that one day the glory of God would return. The glory of God, the presence of God would manifest again in the temple. And this glory of God would return one day with the sound of raging waters, it said. It predicted that one day God would return. Now enter the 40-day-old, wrinkly, tiny little baby Jesus in the arms of Mary and Joseph. They take this little baby, they go to that temple, and they consecrate that child back to God. Simeon, now, who was waiting in that temple, exclaims when he sees the baby Jesus, "This man was a righteous and devout man awaiting the consolation of Israel. And it will be revealed to him that by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death until he had seen the Christ." And then his eyes locks in on that little baby. And he exclaims, "Now, let your servant go in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, the glory of your people Israel." In that baby Jesus, God returns to the temple in the most unimaginable way. He comes as one of us. He unites in Jesus Christ his divinity and our broken, frail humanity. You see what the baby Jesus is beginning. He's beginning to heal our relationship with God and with one another. Because we all know what will happen, don't we? What will happen 33 years later from that moment? Jesus, now a grown man, will take that flesh, carry a cross, and go to Calvary. And he will die for our sins in order to reconcile us back to God. My friends, the glory has returned. And that is why we lit those candles. The light has finally arrived.